We trained yesterday. We'll train again this morning. We've got one or two, as we normally do, after just a short turnaround, as you say, carrying knocks and bruises, and they'll be left. And they'll travel down, and we'll have another look at them in the morning.
How's Gary Medine? What's the diagnosis there?
He's got a grade one, minor two tear in the hamstring, and we're trying to get him back as quick as possible.
I obviously don't know much about minor tears or hamstring.
Well, you
tears,
got grade one is a minor, two is medium, and three is a high. So he's just basically a grade one, and he's a young boy. So hopefully we'll get him back before, you know, the end of the week.
Good news then, because he played quite well against Barnsley, didn't he?
Yeah, no, listen, you know, he's part of the squad. He's here. Just unfortunate that he pulled his hamstring. So, as I said, but, you know, the guys in the medical room will work on him, and we'll see whether we can get him back and how quick we can get him back.
One of the other doubts, I think, was Jermaine Johnson from the weekend, but we've just spoken to him. He seemed to be in good spirits.
You know, you can't recreate a first-team game. It doesn't matter how many reserve games you play, training games. It's the actual intensity of a first-team game, and that's the only reason why, you know, they go stiff and sore. But, no, they're all fit, and they'll get over it in a couple of days, and JJ was one of them. But then JJ's whole career has been, you know, hamstrings and backs and everything else, but that's just the type of player he is, because he's such an impact player, and the pace he goes at, he's always going to have that. But it's just managing them, really.
Given that he had sort of the turnaround, had to go away, play international football, has come back, he's done a great job for you since he came back, given, you know, how tired he was before that Bristol game.
Yeah, but that's what JJ's all about. I mean, I think the guys here, staff-wise, have done well this year with all the players, and the way that we've dealt with them and managed them and got them through. We've got players that are carrying injuries that, you know, need to be done at the end of the season. But I think our management of players on that side has been excellent. And, you know, the lads in the medical room and Al, the fitness coach, and everybody else, they deserve a big slap on the back, because, you know, it's a long season. It's a lot of games to play in short space of time. And you've got to do it properly, and so far, touch wood, we've done, been able to do that.
How do you get what you saw from Jermaine Johnson in the last two games for the rest of the season? Because he is so inconsistent, isn't he?
I don't think he's so inconsistent. I think it's because of the type of player he is. You know, the teams will shut him down on certain. He's just got to. The beauty of JJ is that you can play him in, you know, a couple of positions, so your opposition don't know where he's going to play or where he's going to pop up. And I've said before that we seem to have found him a role where it enables him to get over them runs quicker. He's not up and down, you know, in the wing play, where he's got to get up, get back, cover in. So giving him a freer role enables him to recover quicker and then use the burst of pace that he has. But that's, you know, all quick players are like that anyway.
You've got to 50 points now. You've got six games to go. If someone had said to you would be on 50 with a six left at the start of the season, you would have taken that, wouldn't you?
You'd have thought you'd have been safe. Mm-hmm. That's what you would have been looking at, but that's not the case. But it's such a strong division this year. It's you know, it's going to take a record tally of points to stay in it. And, you know, we're 4 points off 10th spot, which is crazy. But everybody's in the same boat, everybody's working hard, everybody wants to stay in the division, and everybody's trying to get out the division. And it's going to take probably, you know, 56 points, really, by looking at it, and that would be your safety margin.
I had a look at a form table since the turn of the year, and I think you're second, which goes to show how well you've performed since the turn of the year.
We started reasonably well, I said that before, but, you know, we were still adapting. I said to you, you know, you asked me how long does it take. You know, because I said we're on a learning curve. That's a big curve. It never, ever ends. And the players here have worked really hard. It took us a while to adapt, you know, to the division. Players that were here that have not played in it before. The lone players that come in, some worked, some haven't. So, again, they're all the learning curves that we're on. And at the end of the day, it is work in progress. And it will be for a while. Because we're trying to stabilise a football club that's, you know, I said before, has been hurting for a long time. And we are trying to stabilise it, grow, get it stronger, and then move forward.
Do you think a lot of the players at this club have sort of learned that learning curve now and know what it takes to win games at this level?
Well, they know what it takes to win games because we've been doing that. But this division is so unpredictable. You know, it doesn't matter who you play. Everybody is capable of beating each other. But more importantly, the games are getting harder to win, home or away. You know, normally your home advantage, everybody would say, would be in your favour, but it doesn't work that way because the teams are much. They are. We're very similar in strength, very similar in lots of things, and it's who gets the breaks on the day and who takes them.
Seems to be a good spirit within the camp. Are there players in particular who drive that forward, who keep the spirits high, perhaps after a defeat or whatever, that mean that you and as your staff don't necessarily have to be the ones all the time doing that?
No, I think it's an accumulation of both. I think the first people that are seen of a morning when you walk into this place is the staff. Mm. And as much as when we went through that bad spell, you can be down, you can't allow that. So you have to be the bubbly one. You have to be the one who gets them going, who picks them up. So I've got nothing but admiration for my staff here, for the players, for everybody associated with the club, because, you know, we knew it would be difficult, but we're not out of it yet. We've still got a long way to go. We still want to make sure that we stay in this division, and the players have got to stay strong, and they've been like that. And I think the good thing for us, even when we went through that 7-game losing streak, we were still playing okay. It wasn't as if we were getting hammered. It was, what we thought was a wrong decision or lack of naivety on our part or whatever. There'd be something, but we were playing well. And I think that's what enabled us to keep going forward and know that we were on the right road. So we've just got to make sure that we continue that.
There's often a moment when you have a season like that where suddenly, you know, maybe it's a bit of luck or whatever, results start to go your way. Can you pinpoint a moment where you thought, that's what triggered it now, that's what's got us going?
Yeah, I mean, there'll be a time that we sit down at the end of the season and we look at everything that we feel we've done right, we've got wrong, and there'll be lots of them. And everybody will have an opinion. That's the beauty of football. But everybody's opinion outside of this football club will always be right, because that's, you know, the way football is. They always know what should have been done. But unfortunately, they don't have to make the decision. They always make the decision after the event. And that's the easy part. The hard part is making the decision before. Listen, there'll be no stone unturned here. Everybody will be looking at everything, how we got there, where we felt we should have done better, what can we do better. And listen, you could be Man United, and I bet you Sir Alex does that every year, and he wants to get better and stronger, and where can he be, where can he improve? We want to get to a level where, you know, them decisions at the end of the season are getting less and less. You're tweaking. But we've got so much to do here, so many things that we want to do, all the way down to the youth level, just to stabilise and make this such a big club again.
It's good to hear from Seyi Olafinyana after the game. He spoke very well. How good is it to be working with him again?
And I brought Seyi into this country. I went to watch him, I don't know when it was, when I was at Wolves. I paid money for him, and he's had a good career in the English game, and he's still hungry for it. His contract's up, so he's looking, you know, to put himself in the shop window. So they're the type of players that you need. They've still got that hunger and that desire, and Shea's one of them. But I've worked with Seyi. I worked with him at Wolves, I worked with him at Cardiff, and I'm working with him now, and I think that shows how much I appreciate him and how much I'm what I think of him. But he's got to continue that, and he's had a good start here. You know, he's done well in the games he's played, and I think that's important for the fans. But then I said before that I think all the loans we've got in now are really good loans for this club, and they're all doing their bit. And you know, you take Stewart, who's not played for a while, he's got that hunger and that desire because he wants to play well. And then you've got others who weren't playing for the teams that want to play football. So it's a lot of that's trial and error when you bring loan players in, because you find out who are up for the fight and who's not.
Well, if Inyana said he'd love to stay here.
Well, yeah, you're going to start asking me all questions now. Who was signing, who were not? Listen, we're just concentrating on the Millwall game at the moment.
You must be sort of planning a little bit ahead, though.
Oh, yeah, we were planning. our pre-season tours in place, everything. We've been planning for a while, so you're always planning. But I'm not going to tell you now. It's spoiler surprise at the end of the season for you. You'd have nothing to write then.
A fan asked me the other day and said, could you ask about Nate Pechnik and what his situation is? He hasn't been involved for a long time.
No, Nate's been told that we won't be re-signing him. We've been trying to find him a club. He's been trying to find a club. But while he's still here, he had an injury, so he's just now getting back to fitness. So while he's still here, regardless of whether we've told him we won't be re-signing him or not, he's still part of the squad. And it's up to him to prove that he's worthy of getting a shirt, as everybody is here.
Mm. You did take a sort of a shot at some guys last summer that have come in and were new to English football. It's something that you've done with success in your career before. Is that something that you will do again in the future?
You look at everything. You don't because if the player comes in and you think he's the right one, then yeah, you take a shot at it. It's not an expensive shot. It's somebody that you think can do it, and for a short time we thought that it was the right one, but unfortunately for Nate, that it didn't work out, and that's life as a footballer. But no, it's you look at every option. Yeah, listen, I'll travel anywhere. If somebody tells me there's a player there, I'll go anywhere to have a look. Why not? You know, or we can get him in. Why not do it? You should never dismiss anything. You've got to look at everything, and that's what we try and do here. But no, you should never discount anything in football, because you know, you look. We were talking about this the other day. Funny enough, you take someone at the ex-Villa, Dwight York, you know, and Man United player. Aston Villa went on tour to, you know, Jamaica or wherever. He was a kid playing football, and he picked them up. And he ends up being a top player in this country. And that's how crazy football is. You know, you can go, it doesn't matter where you go, there'll be a player somewhere. And that's why I've always believed, never say no, always go and have a look yourself, or send somebody to have a look, because you might just miss something and you'd be kicking yourself if you did.
Can you tell us about Millwall?
They've had a really good season. They're in the semi-finals of the FA Cup, which is a fantastic achievement. I've been there, so I know how hard it is to get there. You know, the place will be buzzing. They'll have a really busy week. But in the meantime, you know, they've got three games in a week, and they're in the mix with us. So even they're not out of danger. But, no, they've done really well. They've got some good players, and they've had a really good season, they would say.
How did you manage this situation? Because the league's still important, of course, but you don't get many opportunities to try and get to an FA Cup final.
You're going to give secrets away so I can help Millwall or whatever? No, I think Kenny's experienced enough to know what he's got to do himself without me throwing two pennies worth in. I'll let Kenny decide what he's got to do, and I'll decide what I've got to do here to make sure that we try and get points from them.
Do you think they will rest one or two?
No, I don't know. I didn't. So I don't know. That's Kenny's decision. He'll know his players. It all depends whether he's carrying knocks and bruises and what sort of team he wants to put out on Saturday. But I'm sure Kenny will decide what's right for his football club rather than me trying to help him out on that score.
It is considered to be, you know, a very intimidating place to go even still. Is that still the case when you get to Millwall away? Does it always have that sort of toughness about it?
I think so. I think it's the fans, you know, they make a lot of noise. They're on top of you. They're screaming and shouting at you. You know, good things, bad things. It's just the norm, really. But, no, you've got to take the game to them like anywhere you go in this division.
Is that something that you've done particularly well recently? You've been able to take the game to other teams and get results because of that?
Listen, the most important thing for us is to go to places and show no fear and play and try and play our game and try and play to our strengths and try and nullify theirs. And I've said that all along. But the division's so hard now, it doesn't matter if you're home or away. Teams are just as good at home as they are away. And anybody can take anything off anyone. So we go there full of confidence, where we have a strong mindset, the place is buzzing, we are in a good mood and a good place at the moment, and we've got to take that into the game and make sure we start with the points, as I said, and we'll be trying to get three, and if we don't, then we'll try and hold on to the one that we've got.